Coming up right now is The Space Show. Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on the panel in Mission Control, we have Richard, who we will be hearing from shortly. First up, we are going to be playing some songs from the Artemis II mission. Yes, these are the ones that fell off the playlist last week when we did a number of songs, about 12 of them, I think, last week. And this particular song we're going to play now is called Artemis II, To the Moon, and it's by Fran Garro, who comes from Spain. And I'm wondering whether this song is generated by artificial intelligence algorithm. You take a listen and make your own judgment.
Lights on the horizon, engines start to move, counting down the seconds. We're going to the moon.
That song certainly had a doom, 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 doom that's very popular these days. From Spain, that was Fran Garro, Artemis II to the Moon. Now, Richard, you've got a little warning here for us.
Sure do.
This track contains parental advisory, explicit content.
Well, this next song is by Dr. Foss. He comes from Norway. And recorded this year, of course. And it's about the problem with the lavatory aboard Artemis II mission.
Houston. Radio check.
Check, check.
Please answer Houston.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, we are ready to take off.
Gov, 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 gov.
Engine starting loud, but scientifically optimal. Thrust pushing hard. Houston, we have a problem. Toilets are not working, which is highly operational. Shit in space.
Velocity going up, but mathematically impossible.
structure holding fine but visually bending. Houston, do you copy? This is extremely important but awkward. The toilets, the toilets. Houston here, shit in space. Telemetry looks stable but slightly distorted. Stage separation happened kinda dramatic but intentional. Navigation still correct but kinda unstable. Orbit achieved, we floating but totally stable. Microgravity fun but scientifically labeled. We are in the circle. Now it's around the moon. Crew change. Socially confusing. Artemis 2 still active, but slightly moving. Moving, 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 moving. Gravity missing, but technically relevant. Vacuum feels empty, but emotionally pleasant. Houston, we have a problem, but not catastrophic. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, do you copy? Artemis 2. Everything is functional, but surprising.
And that's true. They did have a problem with the laboratory. And they got it working after the first few hours of the mission, so all was well. Well, that from Norway was Dr. Foss. Houston, do you copy? Now, most people in the world maybe knew about the mission. Who knows? Well, we do know, actually, because there's an organization called YouGov. It's an international internet-based market research and data analytics firm. It is headquartered in the United Kingdom and has branch operations in Europe, the United States, and, guess what, Australia. Now, how accurate their polls are is, of course, open to question. On April the 16th, YouGov Australia released the following poll results about the Artemis II circumlunar mission, which occurred during April 2 and April 11, Australian time. And Richard, you're going to read it for us, are you?
Sure will. So, more than half of Australian adults watched footage of the Artemis II launch, either live or afterwards. One in six Australian adults tuned in to watch the launch live, and six in ten Australians say events like Artemis II are a powerful reminder of global cooperation, with just 8% disagreeing. More than six in ten Australians believe it is vitally important that the benefits of space exploration are shared for the good of humanity rather than privatised for corporate gain. Now, in the wake of the Artemis II launch, new research from YouGov reveals that space exploration continues to capture the imagination of Australians, offering not just a moment of awe, but a reminder of what global collaboration can achieve. The study found that more than half of Australian adults watched footage of the Artemis II launch, either live or after the event. Notably, one in six tuned in live, equating to nearly 3.5 million Australians experiencing the launch in real time. And in total, more than 11.5 million Australians engaged with the mission in some form. The launch proved particularly compelling for younger generations. Nearly one in four Gen Z adults watched the event live, followed by 17% of millennials, highlighting the enduring appeal of space milestones among younger audiences. Brooke Schlesinger, Associate Director of Custom Research at YouGov, who led the study, said, "Despite real challenges in people's day-to-day lives, from cost of living pressures to housing, our research shows that many Australians still see genuine excitement, significance and value in the exploration of the universe and our stars." Beyond viewership, Artemis II appears to have struck a deeper chord. Six in ten Australians agree that missions like Artemis II are a powerful reminder of what humanity can achieve through global cooperation. At the same time, 46% believe space exploration is essential for the future of humanity, with younger Australians leading the sentiment. More than half of those aged 18 to 24 and 35 to 49 see space exploration as critical, compared to around 4 in 10 among older age groups. There's also a growing support for Australia to play a bigger role. Two in five Australians believe the country should increase its investment and participation in global space programs, nearly double the proportion who disagree. While interest in space is strong, Australians are clear about how its benefits should be distributed. More than six in ten believe it is vitally important that the gains from space exploration are shared for the benefit of all humanity rather than concentrated among major corporations. Support for this view increases with age, with 66% of Gen X and baby boomers agreeing, compared to 53% of Gen Z and 58% of millennials. Interestingly, higher income Australians, that's household incomes above $150,000, are the most opposed to privatisation, with 74% supporting shared global benefits. When asked about future milestones, Australians are most eager for one answer above all: whether we are alone in the universe. More than one in three hope to see confirmation of past or present life beyond Earth within their lifetime. Fingers crossed for that one. Now, the survey was conducted online between the 2nd and the 6th of April this year, with a nationally representative sample of just over 1,000 Australians aged 18 and above. And then the data has been weighted to reflect the Australian adult population 18 and over.
Thank you, Richard. And we'll hear more about this YouGov poll, which was conducted with different questions in both the UK and the United Kingdom. But let's go back to the music, the Artemis II music. And this one Richard's got queued up for us is by Frequently Obtuse. They come from the United States, and it's about the Artemis II mission, but also what it reminded us about Earth as a unity. This is The Long Way Round the Moon.
In the April of 26, they rose on fire and flame. Four souls riding thunder, history would know their names.
That's the blue we've always known beyond our cradle's light, chasing old Apollo dreams into the silent night. Past the mark of those before, they crossed a farther line, where the earth hangs small and distant, just a pale and fragile shine. And home became a memory, a color in the black, no road to turn around on, no simple way back. Oh, the world stood still below, every heart and every home, watching something brave and small drift beyond the known. And we held our breath in awe at the edge of who we are. Round the moon they carried on to a side we've never seen. No human eyes had wondered where their orbit now had been. Ancient scars and silver light, so vast and cold and wide, a hidden world before them as they slowly drifted by. Then silence took them all away for 45 long minutes. No voice, no signal coming through, just emptiness within it. Four hearts alone in darkness, out beyond our sight, drifting on the far side of the longest night. Oh, the world stood still below, hearts were beating soft and low, in the dark behind the moon, praying they'd come home. Every second stretched like years, filled with hope and quiet fear. Then suddenly the silence broke with sunlight burning through, and there before their waking eyes, a sight no one yet knew. The sun a ring of fire, the earth a distant gleam, a perfect line of shadow like a living dream. And drifting in that emptiness, with nothing left but view, they saw the earth as everything, a fragile shade of blue. No borders drawn, no lines at all, just one world shining bright, an oasis in the dark alone, a single spark of life. And maybe we call this bravery to sail so far away, but every soul back is just as bright as they. In all this vast and silent void, where nothing else appears, we're living on a miracle that's carried us for years. A voice from those who came before, still echoing in their ears, a reminder from the past that helped them face their fears. Then signal cut the quiet like a dawn across the sky. A voice returned from shadowlands, a long-awaited reply. Cheers rang out across the earth, from shore to distant shore, for they had gone where none had been and came back home once more. Showed us who we are, just travelers at heart, never meant to stay apart.
And that was The Long Way Around the Moon by Frequently Obtuse. And we'll be right back with more after these messages.
The Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
On this evening's The Space Show, we are celebrating the Artemis II mission, which took four people around the moon, further away from Earth than anyone has ever been before. We're doing it in music and also looking at a YouGov poll. Now, DJ Rabbit is a Canadian astrophysicist. She comes from Canada, as I said. And this song, called Artemis II, celebrates the Artemis II lunar mission and looks forward to a hoped-for Artemis 25 mission to Jupiter. Which reminds me of the Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, which also went to Jupiter. Was DJ Rabbit from Canada, and I misintroduced her. She's actually a theoretical physicist who founded the Thuring Institute, and as you heard, she produces some electronic music. More from her coming up shortly, but Richard, you've got more from the YouGov poll, this time from the United Kingdom.
Yep, that's right. So the UK had a similar poll asking whether people had followed the mission, and the poll found that 5% said very closely, 25%, so a quarter said fairly closely, 33% not very closely. 27% said, I'm aware of the story, but I'm not following it. And they did have 9% that said they weren't aware of the mission at all.
Okay. And was there something there about the method they did it?
Not for the UK one. They've summed it up at the end for both UK and American, I think.
Okay. Well, shall we then play the Celtic version of DJ Rabbit's Artemis 2?
Coming up.
Artemis to fire and hydrogen flow. Artemis 25 engines glow. Slip the bonds of earth, they both go. One round the moon to circle back. One to Jupiter on a 2-week track. Around Io and Europa.
If they ever got to Artemis 25 at the rate they're going, which is about one mission every couple of years, it'll take a long, long time before we get to Jupiter. After all, Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick, they thought that we'd be there in 2001. But no, we were certainly not, not even back to the moon. Now, let's hear some more from Richard on this YouGov poll.
Yep, so the most detailed poll was conducted in the United States. In response to the statement, this month, NASA's Artemis II mission flew a crew of astronauts around the moon, the first such mission since 1972. The YouGov poll finds almost all Americans say they've heard about the space voyage, including 47% who say they heard a lot about it and 40% who heard a little. That's less than heard a lot about some of the year's biggest news events, including military operations against Iran and Venezuela, or the shooting deaths of U.S. citizens by ICE and Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. But the story has penetrated public consciousness more than other news stories, such as the Trump administration's budget, the weight loss drug semaglutide, or in particular, the concept of looks maxing. Most Americans view the moon mission positively. 34% say they love the moon voyage, and another 24% say they like it. Only 6% dislike or hate the voyage, and 28% say they're neutral. Similar demographic divides can be seen when Americans are asked more generally about whether space missions are a good use of taxpayer money. Overall, 48% of Americans say they are, and 30% say they are not. Both men But men support spending on space missions by a margin of greater than 2 to 1, 57% versus 23%, while women are evenly divided, 39% versus 36%. And while college graduates say space missions are a good use of money, non-graduates are more closely split at 44% versus 32%. Majorities of both liberals and conservatives say space missions are a good use of taxpayer money. 44% of liberals and 57% of conservatives, while only 42% of moderates agree. YouGov showed a randomly selected 50% of respondents three space photos from the Artemis II mission. Most people see the photos positively, between 69 and 81% say they like or love each photo, while almost no one dislikes any of them. And 61% of people love or like all three. Even though respondents who were shown the moon photos generally liked them, seeing them had no effect on views of space missions as a good use of taxpayer money or a positive influence on society. For example, after seeing the photos, 48% say space missions are a good use of taxpayer money and 30% say they aren't. Among those not seeing the photos, the split is 47% and 30%, so pretty much identical. There is, however, a split in how Americans feel about the space photos based on their views of the space program. Those who say space missions have a positive effect on society or that they're a good use of taxpayer money, based on questions asked after the randomly selected half of respondents saw the space photos, are much more likely to say they like or love each of the three photos. For example, among those shown the photos, overall nearly half love and a third like the photo The Edge of Two Worlds. But among those who later said space missions are a good use of taxpayer money, two-thirds love the photo and just under a third like it, with 5% neutral about it. Among those who say space missions aren't a good use of taxpayer money, only 22% love the photo, 39% like it, and 32% say they're neutral about it. And that's the roundup of that.
Thanks, Richard. Next up on the Space Show, which is looking at Artemis II through music and the YouGov poll, we have a psychedelic doom metal song, whatever that means. We're going to find out. This is called Artemis II, and it's by Serenko, and they come from France.
Gold, the greatest story that we
So now we know what psychedelic doom metal sounds like. Richard, what did you think?
No, I can't wait to go into work tomorrow and tell people that I was listening to some psychedelic doom metal last night. It'll be some good conversations.
Okay. Well, if that's your thing, a psychedelic doom metal song, you can find more of that on Bandcamp. That's by Thorenko, Thorenko, and he, I presume, comes from France. That's Artemis II. Now, Richard, on the space show several weeks ago, you had an item about the moon hoax.
That's right. I remember it.
Well, guess what? Those people who believe it's a hoax are still alive and well.
Of course they are.
So down the bottom of that YouGov poll you were reading about from the United States, there was one horrifying statistic that I found. Do you know what it was?
Go on. Tell me.
Okay. The poll sample of 1,098 United States adult citizens were asked whether they thought the following statement is true or not true. Now, you've got to listen to the statement carefully. The statement is, the 1969 landing on the moon didn't occur and was actually staged somewhere in Arizona. Now, I repeat the question. This is what was asked. The 1969 landing on the moon didn't occur and was actually staged somewhere in Arizona.
I'm scared to hear the stat.
Dare I go on? 7% of respondents responded that that statement was definitely true. 10% responded probably true. 14% responded, well, the statement's probably false. And 49%, that's nearly half, said definitely false. And 20% responded, they're not sure. In other words, only 49% of United States adults believe the Apollo 11 landed Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. Believers in the landing were 52% of men and 46% of women. The percentage of believers rose with age. 33%, that's a third, of 18 to 29-year-olds believed the statement was false. 38% of 30 to 44-year-olds, 52% of 45 to 64-year-olds, and 67% of people aged 65 or older. As for the Arizona hoax, 9% of those who voted for Kamala Harris believe this lie, while 18% of Donald Trump voters favor Arizona over the reality of Apollo 11. So now, dear Space Show listener, before you hit YouTube and disappear down the Artemis 2 didn't happen rabbit hole, just get a dose of reality. Artemis 2 did go around the moon, and no, the crew did not see aliens or alien structures on the far side of the moon, which, by the way, was dark at the time because of lack of sunlight. Well, our final song in the Artemis 2 series is by Xyla. Comes from Canada, and of course it's called Artemis 2. One of the people aboard the Artemis II mission was Canadian Jeremy Hansen. And this song we just heard by Zyla, also Canadian, called Artemis II. And that brings to an end our section on the music and events of the Artemis II mission. 88.6.